just wrote mine today, in case we had time. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming here tonight, because this truly is a joyous, joyous time. For celebration, Millie, I am so grateful that the good Lord allowed all of us to attend your classes. There's a lot of work going on with the angels, and they're saying, like, phew, we did a good job. My sister passed away in November, and she was only 64 years young. And I wasn't with her for a month prior to her passing, and I had a lot of could'es and should'es burdening my soul. Then I got more burdened to think, no more Millie's classes? What to do? How will my sister come back to me? How will I get over this? How will I be able to move on in life the way my father and my mother have come through circle for so many years now? But the wondrous way that angels work, my sister had already started her work to lighten my burden. And something kept saying, keep praying for Millie's church, have faith, just like Millie does. And my sister came through 3 times, and she was strong and healthy, and I get chills at her. And one time she wanted to go to the beach and take a walk, another time she wanted to go out dancing, and she was vibrant. And the thing was, she was a double amputee and hadn't walked, hadn't done much in 3 years. And Millie is the best example of how a Christian, quote, should act, even when being scorned and ridiculed. Millie, your physical and spiritual strength is phenomenal, and I thank you. In our last circle, I got the opportunity to join a bunch of Indians who were planting corn. We're standing up there, and that's what she did too. And so much that came through that circle, an example of us being, example was, we learned that stalks of corn have to be planted together in order for the middle one to flourish. Then we further learned that 3 rows of corn need to be planted for the middle row. And we learned all kinds of things. And your Indian guide came through, and that was wonderful. And I got to thinking about how the pilgrims helped us when we first came to America. And they're still waiting for us to get the message. They want us to go out in the world, and our community, and our churches, and our families with love and honor for each other, and keep it simple. Another fantastic happening that I finally figured out in the last couple of weeks is how ingenious and loving and patient and kind the angels are. They come to each and every one of us week after week. They have to be patient, they have to wait. As you know, we get maybe 3 circles. And they set the stage. I imagine it as a stage, and we are the players. We get to act out Aunt Emma or Uncle George. And every time it's to let us know and to feel the love that's on the other side. And actually, there's no size. They cover every inch of us and are involved in our everyday lives and activities. We get the goosebumps or the warm chills. And they'll come into your daily life if and as you invite them and talk to them and thank them for who they are. And I figured out they're extreme love machines. They're around us all the time. There's little things or big things, like me getting a loan for my house. It was just an idea I had to go through the yellow pages after not getting a loan for a year. Or a simple thing like going to a thrift store. I feel my mom with me, or she picks out little things from a house that I live in, which is hers. And getting my health and my balance, that's a biggie. And even bigger than that is knowing that I can go to Millie's church and work the healing school and join in on all the upcoming events. I'm so fortunate to have joined our Thursday class And I thank each and every one of you. We're so close and a wonderful family. We're going to have a wonderful future together. And from our circle, and the movie, I can't think of the name, we planted the field, and now they'll come. Happy planting, everyone.
Thank you, Jerry. Happiness is the field of dreams. And our next speaker to grace us this evening is Mr. Adler.
Well, good evening, everyone. Here I have a confession to make, also classmates. I've been working undercover for the past 15 years for the FBSI. That's federal, not that anymore, but it's changed. It's Fraternal Bureau of Spiritual Investigation. And you'll quite frankly, Millie, every time I hear nothing but good about you, but I know something about you that nobody else does. And so it's come to this point where I have to let everybody know the real Millie. Exhibit number 437. FBSI, case number 007. Millie Landis, seen with a young married man, half her age, in an intimate hand-holding possession in a quaint Bellingham cottage in Upper Washington State in September of 1998. Here's the proof. Now I have to put the smiley face on this gentleman to protect his innocence. Speak for yourself. Millie. Last one. Also, Exhibit 195, FBI, I can't even get her straight anymore, FBSI case 007, Mad Dog Freddy the Kingpin, a.k.a. Dan Maddox, who is tied deeply to the underground world and has been seen on numerous occasions with Millie Landis hanging out at Ed's Bowling Alley in the wee hours of the night. Millie, I just received a very special exhibit. I haven't even got it numbered yet. But she's been known, believe it or not, to be aware of her computer. She is taking a training course on photo enhancement technology. And what's going on the internet right now is Millie with Dolly Parton. Now, believe me, sure, Millie. This one I'm saving. Requires further investigation. I only have a few minutes, by the way, Millie. We have a lot of exhibits. I can't bring them all. It's just way too many exhibits. Too many incriminating evidences. This one here is Exhibit 197. Millie Landis, in her after church, after class, and after hours attire. She likes to dress up like Kitty on Gunsmoke. Complete with saloon dress and a very expensive Cuban cigar. Now, Millie. This one I have to take with me. Is this the real Millie? Do we really know what Millie really is? Is she the real angel that we see in the boxes? Oh my God, it's Wayne. Sit up, Billy. Stand up here.